I love meeting the people who've read the books I write because it's an encouragement to me that the written words have blessed someone else. Sometimes I'll add, you know, I read the books over again myself because I haven't learned all those lessons yet. I'm usually answered by a half smile and an incredulous look that communicates they don't believe me that I reread my own books. But it's true. You see, most of what I write comes from reading God's Word in my personal time with the Lord. The best way I can describe those times is that God seems to open a window on a verse in the Bible so that His light shines in, and He helps me begin to understand better what He is saying. Then I think, maybe somebody else could be helped by those thoughts too, and I jot down the ideas for a devotional selection for a new book. But does that mean I've immediately learned the lesson God is teaching me? Oh no, not in any way. I'm a slow learner. I have to read something again and again for the truth to become part of my life. Like you, I'm on a journey toward understanding the life God wants me to live, and I certainly haven't arrived yet. I like to call it a journey into grace. That's why, as you read your Bible, it's a good idea also to journal. If you do, you won't waste any of the truth God is teaching you through His Word. You can go back and reread those lessons over and over again. We're all seeking answers. So take each truth God shows you, write it down, and put it into practice. And yes, it's okay, in fact, it's a good idea, to reread what you've written.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.